One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Tony Bruschi here, and tonight, let me ask you something. Have you ever wondered what animals see that we don't? Maybe a flicker of something in the shadows or something darker watching from a corner that your eyes just skip over. Now imagine if your pet, let's say a cat, had a knack for warning you every time something awful was about to happen. Sounds reassuring, right? But what if that warning came with a bite, just as the air in your house grew heavy and the walls started feeling a little too close? This isn't your average cat did something weird, must be haunted story. No, this one goes deeper. A cat named Chaos, whose bite signals disaster. A home shared with five housemates, one dark room no one seems to talk about, and a friend who senses things most of us are lucky to ignore. And it all builds to one night where everything, Chaos' strange behavior, a friend's psychic warning, and something lurking just out of sight collides. But here's the real kicker. What do you do when your cat's terror isn't just feline paranoia, but a sign that something unseen and very real has made your home its playground? Is it an overactive imagination at work, or has Chaos, appropriately named, I might add, been seeing what no one else could all along? And if that's the case, why did it target the cat? Why not the humans? I've got questions about this one, folks. Is this an entity feeding off fear, like a spiritual parasite, or is it all just an unsettling coincidence, and how do you protect yourself and your pet when what you're fighting can't even be seen? Stay with me, because this one is going to take us somewhere dark. Real dark. Pause. All right. Now let's get into it. We've got a letter here from someone who's lived through this. A letter that tries to unravel exactly what happened and why Chaos the cat may have been the only thing standing between the writer and something a whole lot worse. Let's dive in. Dear Tony, I'm not even sure where to begin. I mean, how do you describe the feeling when you realize that your cat might be the only thing standing between you and something dark? Something that doesn't belong in this world but still finds a way to slither through the cracks and settle into your home? Chaos, my cat, has always been sharp, but things have been different since we moved into this house. I guess it started the day I moved in with my boyfriend Jake, who shares the place with five other guys. Seemed like a good idea at the time. The first bite came that day, just one sharp nip on my hand. That's Chaos Signal, by the way. He never bites unless he senses something bad coming. Not in an I'm angry way, but more like you need to pay attention right now. I should have listened. But when we're caught up in the chaos of moving and unpacking, it's easy to dismiss things like that as random behavior. That was my first mistake. The house itself felt strange from the start. It wasn't anything obvious, nothing that would send me running for the hills, but it had this heaviness to it, like the walls were holding on to something they didn't want to let go. At first, Chaos would follow me around like a shadow, like he always did. But then, he stopped going upstairs. There's a room right across from mine, belonged to one of Jake's housemates, and Chaos refused to go near it. He wouldn't even come up the stairs unless I coaxed him. And when he did, he'd hug the wall as if something in that room might reach out and grab him if he got too close. That's when I knew this wasn't just new house jitters. Something was wrong, Tony. Cats don't act like that for no reason. Jake's friend, the guy with the room Chaos feared, was a cat person too. He'd tried a few times to pick up Chaos, but the cat always bolted the second he was carried through that doorway. Every time. And it wasn't just the room. Chaos became obsessed with the stairs, or rather, terrified of them. He'd sit at the bottom, crouched low with his ears pinned back, hissing at the steps like they were alive. At night, when it was time to go to bed, I'd open my door and hear his bell jingling downstairs, but no matter how much I called, he wouldn't move an inch. One night, I carried him up myself. The way he trembled in my arms, his heart pounding against my chest, I could tell something had shaken him to his core. I could feel it too, Tony, that creeping sense of being watched. It was subtle at first, like catching a glimpse of someone from the corner of your eye, only to turn and find nothing there. But then one night, things escalated. My friend Athena came over. Now, I know some people might roll their eyes at this, but Athena has a gift, one she never asked for, mind you. She's hypersensitive to things most people never notice. As soon as she stepped inside, I asked her to check the house, particularly that room Chaos was avoiding. We walked up the stairs, and halfway up, Athena froze. "There are hot footsteps," she said, her voice low, like something dark's been walking here recently. I could feel it too, this prickling sensation crawling over my skin, and by the time we reached the top of the stairs, Athena was gripping the banister like she couldn't breathe. "It's here," she whispered, pointing at the bedroom. "It's hiding in the corner, watching." She wouldn't even step inside, Tony. Said it made her heart race, just standing near the doorway. That's when I told her about Chaos's strange behavior, and her face went pale. She said whatever was in that room wasn't just passing through, it lived there. It liked to watch. When Athena left, Chaos immediately bolted to the bottom of the stairs and started hissing, his ears flattened, fur bristling, like he was warning me that whatever had been watching wasn't gone. It was still here. I salted the door frames that night, the way Athena suggested. I prayed, too. I'm not particularly religious, but when you feel like something dark has made a home inside yours, you'll try anything. For a few days, things seemed to calm down. Chaos even started coming up the stairs again, but it didn't last. One night, while Jake and I were watching a movie in bed, Chaos bit me hard, right on the shoulder. My boyfriend laughed it off, saying it was just Chaos being jealous because I was paying more attention to him than the cat. I almost believed it. But then Chaos started meowing at the door, and I figured he just needed a break from the room. I opened the door to let him out. A moment later, I heard his bell jingle from the bottom of the stairs, and he started meowing again. But this time, Tony, it wasn't his usual impatient, "Let me in, meow." It was desperate, scared. When I opened the door, he shot past me like a bullet. His little body was trembling so hard I could feel his heart hammering under his fur. I tried to calm him down, but nothing worked. And then we woke up to find that Chaos had peed all over the bed. He's never done that before, not once. There's a litter box in our room. He knows exactly where to go, but that night something had terrified him so badly that he lost control. I knew then that we weren't just dealing with some wandering spirit or harmless shadow. This thing had gotten bold. It had scared my cat out of his mind, and it wasn't done yet. After that night, things escalated. Chaos was no longer just scared, he was traumatized. He wouldn't even approach the stairs without flattening himself against the wall like he was trying to disappear. It was as if he knew that something had claimed the space and it was just waiting for a moment to strike again. I started carrying him up and down the stairs, thinking it might help ease his fear, but nothing worked. Athena came back a week later. The moment she stepped inside, she picked up Chaos and said, "He's still upset. Something happened to him." I told her everything about the bite, the pee, and his refusal to use the stairs. She walked over to the staircase and closed her eyes. "There's nothing there now," she whispered. "But there was, and it wasn't good." I asked her what she meant. That's when Athena told me something that made my blood run cold. She said that on the night Chaos bit me, something had tried to harm him, physically, on the staircase. She pointed to the exact section of the stairs that Chaos refused to touch. "That's where it happened," she said. "It tried to grab him." My heart sank. All this time, I thought Chaos was just spooked, but it wasn't just fear. He'd been attacked. I felt sick thinking about it. The worst part? I realized that the moment I heard him meowing from the bottom of the stairs that night, that was probably when it happened. He was calling for help, and I didn't know. I salted the stairs that same day, every step, every inch of the door frame, and even the windowsills. I prayed out loud for whatever it was to leave. I told it that this was my home, that it wasn't welcome here, and that it had to go. I don't know if it heard me, but after that, Chaos seemed to settle down a bit. He started using the stairs again, though cautiously. Things felt normal for a few nights, almost peaceful, but the peace didn't last. One night, Jake and I were lying in bed when we heard something. It was faint at first, just a light tapping sound, like fingernails tapping against wood. We both froze, listening. The tapping grew louder, more deliberate, until it became a knock right on the bedroom door. I stared at Jake, hoping he'd say it was one of his housemates, but he just shook his head. "Everyone's out," he whispered. I got up, my heart pounding, and opened the door. No one was there. Just the dark, empty hallway stretching out in front of me. I closed the door, locked it, and got back into bed. We tried to sleep, but every sound, every creak, every shift of the house kept us on edge. Around 3 a.m, Chaos started meowing again. I reached for the light switch, but just as I flicked it on, the lamp shorted out. The room plunged into darkness. That's when I felt it. Something cold brushing against my leg under the blanket. I froze, every muscle locking up with fear. Chaos hissed from the foot of the bed, his ears flat and his tail puffed out. I could hear his claws scraping against the mattress as he scrambled to the head of the bed, pressing himself against me. Jake whispered, "What the hell is that?" "I don't know," I whispered back. Then we heard it, a soft chuckle. It came from the corner of the room, right where the shadows gathered thickest. It wasn't loud, but it was enough to make my skin crawl. Jake shot out of bed, grabbed the lamp, and slammed it against the wall. The bulb flickered back to life, flooding the room with light. The shadow in the corner shifted, melting into the walls until it was gone. We didn't sleep that night. And the next morning, Athena called. She said she had a feeling something had happened, and when I told her about the shadow, she warned me to be careful. She said that whatever it was might try to come back, and next time it might not leave so easily. I couldn't live like that, Tony. Every night I felt like I was waiting for something to happen, like I was living in someone else's nightmare. And the worst part was knowing that Chaos was the only one who could sense it before it struck. Every time he flinched, every time he refused to go near the stairs, I knew it was still lurking, just out of sight, waiting. We stayed in that house for a few more weeks, but eventually I knew we had to leave. It wasn't just for my sake, it was for Chaos. I couldn't keep putting him through that. He trusted me to protect him, and I couldn't do that if we stayed. We found a new place across town, somewhere bright and open with no dark corners or strange shadows. Chaos adjusted immediately, almost like he knew we were finally safe. The nightmares stopped, the biting stopped, and for the first time in months, we slept through the night. But sometimes, Tony, I wonder, what was it that found us in that house? Why did it fixate on chaos? And what would have happened if we hadn't left when we did? I still think about that shadow in the corner, the way it seemed to shift and melt into the walls. Was it something ancient? Something lost? Or was it just a figment of fear, feeding off the energy we brought into that house? I'll never know for sure. But one thing's certain. Whatever it wasn't just passing through. It had been waiting, watching, and I think, in some twisted way, it was looking for a way to stay. Thanks for listening, Tony. It feels good to get it all off my chest. I just hope that whatever it was, it stays buried in that old house where it belongs. Yours, Leah. You know, Leah's story is one that lingers in your mind long after you've heard it. There's a lot to unpack here, from the cat's behavior to the creeping presence in that bedroom corner. Was it really a spirit? A demonic entity? Or something entirely different? Something psychological or environmental? Let's dig into the possibilities, shall we? First, let's talk about the most reliable character in this tale, Chaos, the cat. Animals have a reputation for being sensitive to the paranormal, but it could also be that they're hyper-aware of environmental changes. Maybe the house had drafts, odd noises, or vibrations that only Chaos could pick up. But biting Leah, that adds an unsettling layer. Was it a warning, a plea for attention, or something deeper? Animals often react to stress, but the way Chaos behaved, like he was watching something Leah couldn't see, makes you wonder if the threat was real in ways we can't quite explain. And then there's the corner shadow, the star of our little nightmare. What do we make of that? Shadow figures are reported all over the world, always just on the edge of our vision, never quite making themselves fully known. Psychologists might say it's sleep paralysis, a phenomenon where the brain blurs the lines between waking and dreaming. But Leah wasn't asleep, was she? Neither was Jake. They both saw something, felt something. So, was it a spirit? Maybe. Or was it a manifestation of their own fears, something born out of stress, exhaustion, or subconscious trauma? You've got to wonder. Could their own anxieties have conjured this thing? We know emotions can be powerful. Could it be that the darkness in that house latched onto their fears, feeding off their energy until it became something tangible? There's also the angle of Athena, the friend with hypersensitivity to spirits. It's easy to be skeptical, but what if she was right? What if there really was something lurking, something that wasn't just watching but waiting, hiding just out of sight until the right moment to make its move? And here's the thing. When people claim to see or feel things like this, it's often easy to dismiss it as imagination. But when a trusted friend validates those fears, it changes the game. We also can't ignore the environmental factors. Was it just an old house with quirks? Could electromagnetic fields or mold have been at play? Both are known to cause people to experience paranoia, hallucinations, and feelings of being watched. But mold doesn't leave bite marks on your shoulder, and it doesn't terrify cats. Now let's talk about that knocking on the door. That's where it gets especially interesting. Poltergeist phenomena, objects moving, unexplained noises, are often linked to high emotional states. Maybe there was a buildup of tension between the roommates, something just under the surface that gave whatever entity or energy permission to manifest. But if it was a poltergeist, it's rare for those to target animals specifically. Why the fixation on Chaos? What was it about him that drew the entity's attention? And that shadow? Let's not forget the moment it dissolved into the wall. Was that an entity retreating back to wherever it came from? Or was it a trick of the mind, our brains trying to fill in the gaps in a dark room, like when you think you see a coat hanging on a chair morph into a person for a split second? But then again, what are the odds that two people and a cat would share the same hallucination. Here's the thing, though. Leia did the right thing by leaving. Whether it was an actual entity, a psychological projection, or just the house's creepy vibes getting to them, staying in that environment could have pushed things to a dangerous edge. We've seen it before, how fear compounds fear until it becomes unbearable, until people start questioning reality itself. That's not a place you want to be. So what was really going on in that house? Was it a malevolent spirit, a shadow figure feeding off fear? Or was it just a perfect storm of stress, exhaustion, and environmental oddities? We may never know for sure, but one thing is certain. Whatever it was, it left its mark. And it raises the kind of questions that will keep you staring at the ceiling late at night, wondering what's lurking just beyond the edge of the light. I'm Tony Bruschi, and as always, I'll leave you with this thought. If you ever feel the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, if you ever catch a glimpse of something out of the corner of your eye, maybe it's nothing. Or maybe it's just waiting for you to turn off the light.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.